Okay. So yesterday, what did we talk about in Shadal? It was the second pasuk in the parsha. We saw that Yehuda describes a conversation that Yosef, or a question that Yosef said to him, or, and the brothers, that we have no record of in the text itself, which is, who's your father? Do you have a father? Do you have a brother? And we don't have a record of Yosef asking that. So there's two solutions that Shadal offered, one from Avram Chai Mainster, that's his student. What was that answer? You remember?
Out of the text.
What?
It's out of the text.
Not quite. That's the second answer. The first answer is that even though the actual statement that Yosef said was, you guys are Meraglim. But Yehuda is kind of changing the text, the story.
They wanted to be more polite.
To not mention how harsh he was to them, so that, you know, he's trying to get on Yosef's good side. Okay, that was the first answer. The second answer was from his son, his deceased son, Oiv Ger, Philosinus, who said exactly what you said, which is, the text sometimes leaves out details in one place and then it expands on that in another. And Joe had a lot of issues with that because why wouldn't it just tell you? But the fact of the matter is, as I pointed out, other Mefarshim, it's not just Oiv Ger, other Mefarshim have said this as well. And I was the reason I'm bringing this up, even though it's from yesterday, is that I was a little flippant with the Netziv. The Netziv says that in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Ramban already tells us that this happens often in Psukim, often in Scripture, that the Torah will not tell you the full story in one place and will elaborate about it somewhere else. So here we're finding out part of the conversation that we didn't know before, but it did take place. So I said that the Netziv maybe misunderstood the Ramban in Chaf Aleph of that parak, of our parak, which is Mem Dalet. But then I realized, he's referring to two prakim back in Miketz, in Mem Bet. Mem Bet Chaf Aleph says like this in the Ramban. And that's why I have the Mikro Kedola in front of me. It says, the brothers say, Oy vey, to each other. They're in Egypt, right? And they turn to each other and they realize, why is this guy picking on us? It must be a punishment from God for us having listened to our brother scream and ask for help, and we ignored him. The problem is that in the text itself, in the description of Yosef being put into the pit and then being sold, we have no indication that he was crying out to his brothers. We don't see that. So what does Ramban say over here? Ramban says...
That would go back to actually us talking about...
Exactly. Shadal has a solution for this.
Exactly.
Shadal said that it did happen. We know it happened, and that's exactly why they were far away, and that's why they weren't involved in the sale, and they didn't even know that the sale had happened. That's true. Good to keep that in mind. But the Ramban says like this in Chaf Aleph. He says, O miderech ha-ketsuvim... The Ramban says that sometimes the text does that. Scripture does that. It'll be short. It'll be abbreviated in one place, but be elaborated in another. And that's just the way that, for whatever reason, Scripture is structured. He doesn't give so many examples here, but this is one example. And then if you go all the way to Lamed Dalet in that same parak, it says, Ve'et ha'aretz tisachru, that we are just wandering around the land in order to make money. Rashi says, tisachru means to wander around the land, even though it sounds like to do business. So the Ramban says that this is one of many examples where, even though they didn't say, we are coming to wander to be merchants in the land. They never said that. But this is one example of many, and he gives a bunch of examples, including our example, including in Vayigash, that same language of, do you have a father? Do you have a brother? Even though that's not a question that Yosef asked, that's another example of where, even though that conversation didn't happen in the text, it happened in history. It happened in real life. And now we're finding out about it. So the Ramban in Lamed Dalet goes through a bunch of examples like that. Okay, so the Nitziv, I said, maybe misunderstood the Ramban, because I didn't know which Ramban he was referring to. He was referring to the one, two Prakim back in Membeis. Okay, very good. We figured it out. That's not it. That was just housekeeping. Here we go, in Vayigash, right? Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. And it's a big, dramatic moment. Yosef's crying. Everybody's crying. He sends gifts back with his brothers, and it reaches Yaakov. Yaakov at first doesn't even believe the brothers that he's still alive. He didn't even believe them, and it says he was still depressed. He didn't come out of his slump. Then eventually, he sees enough gifts. He says, okay, I'm traveling down. I'm going to go see Yosef. So in the beginning of Mem Vav Aleph, it says, Vayisa Yisrael, Chol Asherlo. Yisrael traveled with and every... But he was with him. But Yavo Be'er Sheva. And he went to Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva in Israel. But he's Vachim. And he sacrifices, offerings. Le'elokei Aviv Yitzchak. To the God of his father Yitzchak. Rashi points out why the God of his father Yitzchak instead of Avraham. Or the God of his forefathers. Or not his own God. The answer is, just keep it Aviv. Okay, fine. So here's what the Shadal says. Shadal says, why did he go to Be'er Sheva? And why did he do sacrifices?
He stopped on the way to Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but why stop and do sacrifices? First of all, okay, let's say he did that. He could have chosen lots of other places, no?
Yeah, but Be'er Sheva is on the way.
It is on the way, but there's lots of places on the way. Okay, so it's a question why Yaakov picked Be'er Sheva. Then there's another question of why does God feel the need to tell us that he did this? What is the significance of this in terms of the story? What do we learn from it? So, Shadal says like this: Be'er Sheva, he gvul dromi le'eretz Yisrael. He says it's the southernmost border of Israel. I don't think that's true. I think on a map, it says it's the southernmost border, Be'er Sheva. It's pretty high, much higher than the southernmost, maybe at that time. I don't know. But he proves it from Shmuel Bet.
Close to Eilat, it's not really.
Well, okay, but Be'er Sheva's not close to Eilat. It's like,
I'm saying.
Oh, but, and then there's the question if Eilat is considered part. But here, it's interesting that in Shmuel Bet Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph, it says that the borders of Israel is Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva. So it's interesting that it gives the southernmost border is Be'er Sheva. So maybe at a certain point that was true. Maybe.
The
Kodem Shiyatame Eretz
Yisrael. Maybe the biblical Be'er Sheva is not the Be'er Sheva that we
have. That could also be. That's another possibility that the Be'er Sheva that is being referred to here is not the one that we think of, that we have. Could be. The Kodem Shiyatame Eretz Yisrael, Russell Adas Raton Akel. What he wanted to know, what Yaakov, before he left Israel, he wanted to know what God wanted from him. Why did he sacrifice to the God of Yitzchak? Because this is Yitzchak's place. Be'er Sheva is where Yitzchak was born, you know. It's really important. He wants to know. Yitzchak was specifically told in a time of famine, do not go to Egypt. Right? Avram went to Egypt. He had his wife stolen from him. It was a whole story. When Yitzchak, in a time of famine, was thinking about going to Egypt, God actually appeared to him in a dream and told him not to. So Yaakov is now thinking, should I go? So he stops in Be'er Sheva, which is significant to his father, sacrifices and thinks about his father, and wants to know what God wants from him. And you know what God says in the following psukim? Don't worry, it's going to be good for you. Don't fear. Okay. So, V'amrlo, Al Tered Mitzrayim, what had been told to his father was, do not go down to Egypt. That was in Chafav. Okay. So why did he do sacrifices? And the idea was, like the Radak says, he says, do sacrifices in order to get a spirit of prophecy on you. Okay. So the Radak says it was part of a spiritual ritual in order to get some prophecy because he wanted answers. He wanted to know, should I go to Egypt or maybe I shouldn't? This would be the second time he went to Egypt. The second time he left Eretz Israel ever. What was the first time?
When his parents died.
Well, yes, right. When he went to Haran to run away from his brother Esav, when his mother sent him there, right? So maybe it's not a good idea to leave Eretz Yisrael. I think he probably was thinking of all the horrors that he had to deal with outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's true that he had children, he had a wife, two wives, actually, but lots of lies and lots of issues, okay? V'ulai hayadoeg shema belachtov mitzrayma im kol v'nei beito lo yuchal od l'reshet et eretz Yisrael. Maybe he was also worried that if he left with his entire family, the entire family goes down, how are they going to ever be able to come back? Maybe he was worried about that. L'kach amar lo al tira merda mitzrayma. And that's why God said, don't worry about going down to Mitzrayim, because don't worry, I will make you a great nation, you will come back. So maybe that was part of his worry, not just should I leave Eretz Yisrael, but maybe will I be able to come back? Kishamti yel goy gadol, right? God said, you'll be a great nation, v'zaracha yishuvu hena v'yichvashu es ha'aretz. Don't worry, they'll come back, God was telling him, and they will conquer the land again, so you don't have to worry about that. Oh, so interestingly enough, it seems like Shadal got his ideas from the Sfarno and the Rashbam. Sfarno says here, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, She'amar li Yitzchak al tehirei Mitzrayma. Why did he call out to Yitzchak? All Sfarno says is because it's Yitzchak who was told not to go to Egypt. So maybe that's Shadal fleshing it out. And then the Rashbam says that the reason why he did it to Yitzchak in the name of Yitzchak is because that is where, in Be'er Sheva specifically, because that's where God revealed himself to Yitzchak in Parshat Toldos. V'asa gam hu sham zvachim, and it says that he also did zvachim there. He also did sacrifices. So it could be that Shadal has in mind the Rashbam and the Sfarno. I'll note that the Ramban quotes a Midrash, very interesting Midrash Rabbah, that says that the reason why Yaakov stopped off in Be'er Sheva and was thinking about Yitzchak was that he was really scared about the gullus that was apparently starting with his descent to Egypt. Therefore, he wanted to pray with Yitzchak in mind that the Midas Adin shouldn't be too bad, which I guess Yitzchak represents as the Midas Adin. The Bechor Shor says very similarly and fleshes it out like the Sfarno. The Netziv is very interesting. The Netziv suggests that he was thinking maybe he wouldn't have to go down to Egypt because in Be'er Sheva maybe he can get food, like Yitzchak did previously, where he found Me'esh Arim during a time of famine. So that's what he was hoping for, that he wouldn't have to actually go to Egypt because he can make do in Be'er Sheva. So that's very interesting. And the Malbim says very similarly, Techila lo hiskim la'akord yiratom eretz Yisrael mitzrayim. He didn't want to go to Egypt. He only wanted to see Yosef. So maybe he was hoping to set up, I guess, in Be'er Sheva, and instead of taking everything with him, and then I guess he changed his mind eventually when God said, "You don't worry if you go down to Egypt," because even though that wasn't the original plan. The Mashiach Chachma has like a very innovative pshat here. He says he was afraid that Yosef maybe wouldn't treat him well, like he didn't treat Yitzchak well. That's very interesting. So that's why he goes and does kibud to Yitzchak, I guess, channeling Rashi, in order to try to remove that mida keneged mida aspect that God would make sure that Yosef didn't treat him well. So it's a very fascinating understanding as well. The significance of Yitzchak shouldn't be understated. A lot of different answers about the significance of Yitzchak and Be'er Sheva. It's an important thing to keep in mind. What is going on in Be'er Sheva that he was thinking about? Remember that Yitzchak was going to Be'er Sheva when he met Rivka. He came from Be'er Lechai Roi and he was going to Be'er Sheva. So I think that's significant. I don't know. Maybe that he was thinking of the times in his life. He is, of Yitzchak, his father, and trying to recreate some of those important times. It could also be that he doesn't, he wants to travel to where his fathers were. This is nostalgia. He knows he's not coming back, right? So interesting in terms of the story. Why does Yaakov know that he's not coming back? He's an old man. He has about 17 years more to live. I mean, he might not know that. Okay, but he's a very old man at this point, right? So presumably he knew that if he was going to Egypt, it was going to be a hard way to get back. It would not be so easy. And so Yaakov might be really scared right now. He might be wondering, can I do this? Can I leave Israel and not come back? And so he goes to the old haunts, the old places of his father and Be'er Sheva. All right, Shkoyach.